Okay, we're moving on down the hill now. Okay, can you see Wheeler from here?
No.
You're all right, you're fine.
I can't even see Triplett from here.
Okay, let's...
Damn it, Al, let me take one quick look at the map before we move. Waste a minute looking.
Why don't you take the map and I'll just head down the general area of the LAM and you'll probably get enough the elevation view from down there so I can see Weird. Okay, we're leaving C now, Houston.
Roger, Al. And to rephrase the question earlier on the way back down, you might integrate any distinction in the lithology on the way back with a better sun angle, and you're free to take grab samples on route to Weird.
Okay. Al, I think that's Weird to the north, I mean just to the left of North Triplett. And North Triplett appears to me to be right behind the LAM.
Yeah.
You agree? It's halfway between those two of the large boulders and one way down.
Yeah, I think that's right. Uh-huh. That's one.
Okay. Okay, these rocks, these boulders in this field here appear to be very weathered. Obviously not by atmosphere, but eroded by some process, because they all show cracks, they show evidences of being broken up, either by impact or subsequently, and it looks to me as though these rocks are really pretty old.
Roger, Al, and do you have anything left on the 16 millimeter, or has it been running on the med?
No, it hasn't. It might turn on now, follow the progress.
Roger, Al. And Al, without taking any extra time, if you come across any boulders large enough, we might fill the comp check on the way down if you hadn't already done that on the way up.
I don't think we're going to find any along our path big enough, Fredo. The very largest ones are off to the right, south of us a bit. Got up the hill a bit more.
What's going on? Are you on the thing back there?
No.
Oh, okay.
You want me to hold you back?
That's all right.
Very glad that you're going to go over here a minute.
Shepard's O2 suit temperature had peaked in the 80s, but now reading in the high 60s. Mitchell's present readings in the high 70s.
I hear again, Houston, the texture here appears to be, the regolith appears to be a lot of pebbles, approximately a quarter of an inch on down, that go along with the side, and the same textured pattern we spoke of before in photographs is also here.
Roger, Al.
Okay,
stop here and see if you're really going to weird.
Yep.
Yeah, the wind doesn't seem like it's getting much closer.
Is that weird right down there, you think?
Weird is, the weird is almost due east of the limb.
And Alan Ed would like an EMU check.
It's the two.
Okay, this is now 3.75 and 45%, and I'm on medium flow and I'm comfortable.
Okay, this is Ed. I'm on 3.75 min flow. I'm 40% and very comfortable. And there's weird, Al. You can see the triple crater in it. The white spot.
Right.
Got it?
Yep. With the boulder in the near foreground.
Yep.
Okay, we're now out of the boulder field, Houston, and getting out down the flank.
Roger, Al.
Yeah, I better just get a shot, get a sample of that baby right there. Let's grab some from that one.
Alright.
We're just going to get a quick grab here of a rock, and I'll photograph it because it's got some tremendous fillets on it. Don't hit the fillets till I photograph it. Stop that one, let me get a quick shot there. The quick, peering across there. Okay. That looks like, I'll be able to get a piece of that baby.
Oh man, that's hard, hard, hard. Look at that melt in it.
Yeah. Okay, here's a piece of it. Back.
No, I'm laying back here.
Crystals here, don't do it. Okay, that was about,
500-millimeter lens was used instead. Meanwhile, it is undecided which camera will be used for the rev coming up for this photography.
That 16-millimeter is bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, you could let's take it.
Photos from every view.
looks like they've cut fairly deep, though. Yeah. Let's, hey, here's a whole batch of them right down here, Al. Let's grab the, which way, left or right? To the left and ahead, around that little crater. They're all from this same area.
Houston, unable to see any stratigraphy in any of these craters. The slumping has been such that pretty much destroys
I got
this one right here.
Roger, Al, and Sim, position-wise, you're past flank now, is that correct? Or at least the beam position of flank?
34 hours, 39 minutes ground elapsed time, and we're at 2 hours, 50 minutes since cabin depressurization. This is Apollo Control Houston, continuing to monitor.
Hey, we're moving along pretty well, Fred, at this point. I'd say we're still probably about 10 minutes away from where you're.
Very good, Al. Looks, sounds like you're making a little better time going down than up.
Yeah, the slope, different way, Fredo. In this case, the med helps. Okay, you want me to lose it, baby. That's it right there with the three,
yep,
with the three rocks behind it.
Yep.
Beginning down. Wait, well, I want to see it. It's probably flank right here, isn't it? Where's that? I'm not going to say, if I could have it look at the exact pattern. It probably is, Al. But if this is really flank, we should have been at the top of Foam Crater where we were.
Yeah, I know.
I think we've already passed flank.
Okay, it maybe looks down here, Ed, that maybe what you're looking at there, if you got another flank size crater, is the one by E.
Now this is a big crater. It's 40, 50 meters across. It has a fairly sharp crater in the south edge of it, which is
okay. That looks like it may be the one by E.
Yep, I think that's it, Fredo. And it's oh, it's at least 50 or 60 feet deep. Oh, you just grab a couple.